different people we spoke to there are quite keen on them, and they're a small but significant industry in China. The skin is, I guess, mulberry-like, but firmer. They're bright red in colour, usually, to crimson. And unlike any other berry that I know, there's a seed in the centre. Quite an attractive berry, especially on the tree.
A bit of a cross between a strawberry and a lychee, I've heard. Would that be a correct description?
In appearance, it would be. In flavour, I've heard them described as sweet and sour. You know, most berries aren't actually sugar sweet. These have an acid sweet flavour.
How did the relationship come about with UQ?
We were dobbed in by someone, I'm not sure who, but our name came out of the hat as someone in central Queensland. They wanted growers from the top to the bottom, so they have a grower up in Tolga. He still has his trees and they're fruiting. There's these, the ones that are planted in South Queensland, unfortunately, died of something. Didn't make it past the small stage. There are some in New South Wales. And since then, a cooperative down in Victoria has bought the plant breeders' rights to these ones, YV Fresh, who specialise in all sorts of berries.
So when did it all start and what stage are you up to now?
Well, we had the very first flowers last year, but no fruit set here. There are male and female trees, and the first flowers last year came on a couple of female trees, but the males were a bit lazy and didn't get out of bed, so we didn't see any berries last year. There were a few on the few trees up at Tolga, on a couple of trees, and I was up there last week, and one of his strains has quite a nice little set on it, and his male tree is bright with flower.
So you don't know if they will fruit this year?
We just need some pollination, so we need these male trees to break fully into flower so they can pollinate the female trees.
How does the central Queensland climate compare to where they're usually grown in China?
Yeah, they do have a wide range of growth areas, and I guess they're frost tolerant, so they do grow in northern climates, but we tried them in Hainan Island, which is the most tropical place in China, so it looks like they've got a pretty wide variation of where to grow. The interest UQ had was to see if we come off significantly earlier than southern places so that the marketing could be spread.
So I guess it's still early stages, but do you see this as a possible viable expansion for you or not?
Oh, it's possible. There's certainly, when you're doing a trial, there's lots of issues that come up. It appears the trees, once you have the trees, are easy to grow. They are very hard to propagate. The Birdwood Nursery perfected getting these going, and there was only 70 or so in the original trial that they established of these varieties. They are hard to graft, and I believe they're even hard to get up out of seeds. So there's a fair bit to do in getting commercial propagation going for the trees. There still has to be some selection on which strains are in best areas. And then, of course, there's the marketing, and being a berry, they'll need to have a reasonably good price because there's a lot of handling involved, and we will have to net them, I'm sure. The birds and the bats around here are pretty keen on those things we grow, and so they'll have to be marketed. But, you know, they make money out of the tiny little things, blueberries, so I guess there is potential for them.